During these challenging times of social distancing and isolation, experts say feelings of loneliness are being heightened and it's taking a toll on people's health and mental well-being. Patty Burton asked Michelle Lim, Senior Lecturer in Clinical Psychology and Leader of the Social Health and Wellbeing Laboratory at Swinburne University, how loneliness affects a person's well-being.
Loneliness is processed in our brains as a stressor, and when we're stressed, we know it's actually bad for our physical health and our mental health. So when you feel like no one's got your back and you don't have the relationships that you want, or you don't have those meaningful connections, you know, that actually has a very negative influence on both our physical and our mental health.
What impact has social isolation due to the pandemic had on people's sense of loneliness?
That's a very good question, Patty. At the moment, we anticipate that this lack of control that people have. So social restrictions being imposed on us and not out of choice or our choices is quite different and probably more stressful. We expect that the level of social restrictions and the duration of social restrictions mean that there's going to be wider implications on our mental health and also affects the way that we relate to each other in the longer term. We don't really know. That question is a very good question, and that's why we're actually trying to do a study to monitor the effects of COVID-19 on mental health and our relationships.
Yeah, you mentioned the study you're involved with there, analysing how loneliness might be a consequence of COVID-19. Could you tell me a bit about how you're getting that research?
So we're working with international collaborators to run a global study on understanding what those level restrictions mean to the way we relate to each other, the way we interact, the way we work, and also the implications on our physical and mental health. So when I talk about social restrictions, you know, it could be any combination of what other countries are also doing. So are we doing social distancing? Are we in quarantine or are we isolating? Because those, different levels of restrictions could mean very different things for our health and well-being. We don't really know. And what we're trying to do is monitor people across a 6-month period and actually generate what we call evidence-based recommendations of how we can actually better take care of our relationships and our health after each wave of survey that we do.
How has the use of social networking technologies such as Zoom been helpful or not helpful in tackling loneliness?
Look, I think it is a tool that we really had to quickly embrace, and really depending on your level of confidence using that sort of technology, it can be quite a smooth transition for some people and also quite difficult for others. In all circumstances, we all have to adapt and be very quick in terms of managing our relationships remotely or much more remotely than what we're used to. So I suspect that we would have a level of what we call, increased stresses around that, and then we might actually then habituate to these new changes and adjust accordingly, which I think that, you know, people are a lot more comfortable with these ideas of, you know, using technology a lot better as we progress into, coping with this pandemic.
What are some ways people can combat this feeling of loneliness in a tangible way?
Think about actually using technology to its full effect or capability. So, some people might prefer a phone call as opposed to a text message or a chat message over the internet, or, you know, going one step further, doing a video call if you can, so that you can actually receive more in-time face-to-face interaction and information about body language so that it can really facilitate your conversation. So it's important that when we do have these interactions, we make this time really meaningful and we make it worthwhile, and we don't spend the time talking about things that, you know, maybe that don't matter.
Michelle Lim there, Senior Lecturer in Clinical Psychology at Swinburne University, ending that report by Patty Burton.